This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 50-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
That's working. Overtime.
Working a little overtime.
That'll suck some power. Overtime.
Maybe I'll just stay and work overtime.
Overtime again.
Working a little overtime.
Overtime, overtime. OT, OT. Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tugger Holt, Bojo Horseman in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. As always, like I said, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tugger Holt, Bojo Horseman in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. It is Tuesday, January 18th, and you are hearing the voice of a 20-year-old Will Stevens. Clap it up in the stew.
Good job, man.
Made it two decades, baby.
You did it.
Made it two decades.
You did it. I'm proud of you.
Halfway there.
Yeah. That's it.
Hopefully two-thirds, maybe? No, I'm kidding. I kid. 1/8.
That's good.
What's 8 times 2? 16? I want to live to be 160.
That's actually, you know what's crazy? That's not.
I have faith.
You know, because.
You've seen the thing where it's like the first person to live to 200 is alive today.
I don't know if that's
true. I think
true.
It's me.
I don't believe that is true. But I think a person that is alive right now, you know, could be born to, say, like 130 and it wouldn't, you know. We've done a lot.
We have done a lot.
Look at a yearbook picture of, you know, even your parents or your grandparents. People looked 90 in high school, you know. Nowadays, go look at your neat nephews.
Look at me.
Look at Will.
I'm 20.
20-year-olds didn't look like that in 1975.
No, 7-year-olds look like this in 1975.
Yeah, so I think, you know.
Aging gracefully.
Yeah, I believe there's been some advancement.
I'm a very smooth face.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
I was worried I was going to get a wrinkle or something.
You were you to get a wrinkle?
No, that was just a joke.
I don't think so. I remember.
I was hoping for my first, hair, but
right.
Didn't come in.
There, I remember, like, I had a. It was a core memory of like 6 or 7 people in my class at one point when I was in like 6th grade. They convinced me that I had a patch of gray hair on the back of my head. And I was like, oh my God, already? I know I'm stressed, but I had no idea.
Did you ever,
I believed them.
Everyone in here knew like the 2 or 3, if not at least just one balding kid in high school.
I'll be glad that everyone in my high school was pretty nice about it. You know? No one. I never saw anyone making fun of the people. We had a pretty nice thing going over there. Because you felt bad for them, you know, that early.
Yeah, I guess.
It's tough.
I guess we bullied
you didn't have to tell me. I knew what you were up to. Yeah. I didn't. No, you didn't have to give me 2 guesses as to how you would react.
There's many a times I'd walk up to one person in particular and go, "What up, Dad?" I mean, and then say his name, but just because he looked like a dad, it was pretty funny.
That's mean.
He had the full beard, so like I couldn't, you know.
Right. Well, it was always
me. You got a beard junior year. You deserve to go bald.
Yeah, I saw a couple people in high school that would wear the hat, but what was mean?
We had no hats in school.
That's the thing. Is the teachers would be like, "You got to take that hat off." And he'd be like, "Can I just please?"
Yeah, we had a no-wig policy, too. There's a lot of bald kids who would just walk around with wigs, and my principal would just snatch them right up.
Yeah, as he should. You know, kids shouldn't be allowed to express themselves in any way.
It was very funny when he got it wrong, though.
And just
just picked up a kid by their
scalp. I mean, you got him 6 feet off the ground. Yeah, always is unfortunate. when that happens.
What's
you know,
average age of the students at your high school? I mean, how many people with wigs you have we got here?
Oh,
toupees.
There's a couple neighborhoods next to a radiation facility. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Couldn't think of any better excuses. I was shaving them.
You were shaving?
Yeah, that was my senior prank. Okay. I just walked around and shaved kids' heads.
Like the great bit from the Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, precisely.
Chasing people around with a trimmer, I guess is the word.
Yeah, buzzer.
I was going to call it a buzzer, but the buzzer's not right.
What is that?
Trimmer? Trimmer's not the word we're looking for, though. There's a word.
No, that's when you're like handshakes.
It's that movie.
M-M-E-R.
No, I hear you. Yeah. That's what we're saying as well, but it doesn't.
Hair clippers. It's a clipper.
Clippers.
It's a clipper.
It's clippers. Yeah, that's
clippers.
The word.
That's the right one.
That's the one. That's the one. Sometimes you know you have a word and you're looking for the exact. Other words do, you know, they get the job done, but that's not what you're looking for.
How's your day going, man?
Not bad. Not bad.
Weekend?
Weekend was pretty good. Chiefs won.
Yeah.
Feeling good about that. Yeah. Just good to, you know. You don't like having
Congrats.
To win in the
you know
to
what,
be in the
you know
wild card.
What,
but it's
say,
nice
you know
to,
what feels better?
I hear you.
Than winning in the first.
I know
week
how
of
it feels.
Playoffs.
Yeah, I know how it feels.
Not playing at
Congrats.
All, brother.
Congrats. While you're getting
that
all
felt
rusty.
Damn nice.
You know,
you mean
stiffening up.
Do you mean healthy?
Rusty.
This is the first time we've had less than I think 5 names on our injury reserve, and we have 3.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Good for you. I like to say that the Chiefs, you know, maintained momentum. You know, we're striking while the iron is hot. We're not letting it cool down.
Yeah, I was very impressed with your win over world beater Pittsburgh Steelers with in his prime Big Ben.
Yeah, no. I honestly just saw the jersey and was like, we're not even on Periscope, so no one knows. I'm wearing like a jersey today.
Which we will have a fun Periscope show where I wear the shot collar and Tucker gets shaved.
I don't care.
Just got to plan it. We'll talk about it during the breaks of the show. After
we'll do
the
that.
Show, we'll do some planning. We'll do actual work. You know what I mean? Besides just talking.
Usually
too much.
We do that on air.
Yes, it's a good point by you.
Yeah, well, we're trying to be more professional.
Either way, we're gonna forget. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's never happening. Is what I worry about.
Glad your day went well, though.
You think so?
What do you? Yeah, I think.
I mean, my day went okay. My weekend was great.
Okay, cool.
Day was just all right. Okay. Normal.
I was going to say, yeah, no, I do think that I hope you're glad was your day.
Right. No, I just
you
thought it was.
You made me not
a,
be able to speak English. Look
I just
you,
thought
now.
It was a lot of assuming, you know, about my whole day. I mean, my day was fine. You know?
I heard we were talking during the break, or not during the break, but before the show, you did not do your one thing that you always do every day. You didn't get it done today in terms of a brain teaser type game, if you will.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Which I think is a fraud. I think
I don't know. You guys are just kind of hating. Are you wanting me? I mean, Wordle. Wordle is fantastic. It's a great.
Spoiler alert. I'm going to say the word when I get it within 2 guesses.
You won't.
How do I get there?
It's Wordle.
Wordle?
Is that betraying those who haven't played yet?
Yeah, you
that,
cannot say it.
I'm sorry. No.
You can't say it. Some people are busy.
You're not an avid Wordler if it's 6:13 p.m. and you're playing Wordle. That's your first thing you should do if you're a wordler.
Yeah, normally I do
you're
it at midnight.
You're not a wordler if you do it at 6:13 p.m.
I normally do it at midnight right when it starts.
Exactly.
Except
I
fell asleep last night.
You're a true wordler.
I fell asleep. My bad.
Is it powerlanguage.ku?
Yes,
K-O?
But don't.
All right, I'm going.
But you can't say
I'm going
to
say the word.
Well, it'll take you a while to figure it out anyway.
Guess the word in 6
smart.
Tries each.
The most consistent people I see on Wordle fun. On Twitter are Tucker and Ken Jennings.
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's a great mind workout. I got my my cousin, my roommate, I got him doing them as well.
What does that say about how smart Tucker is?
I'm a smart guy, you know. I enjoy a good mind workout. Sometimes
so
it works out,
are there
sometimes
hints,
it doesn't.
Or do you just go for the first one?
There are no hints, no.
How long? How do I know how long the word is?
It's 5 letters.
Okay, it's always 5 letters?
Yep.
Let's go with a T. Let's go with a U.
See, this isn't great radio.
H.
I was trying to explain this to him before. We got in here,
N-D.
People.
I didn't spell a word, but I just wanted.
No, you have to spell it. Has to
oh,
be a
it
word.
Has to be a word? I thought I was just picking letters like
no.
Hangman. Oh,
no.
Okay.
See, Wordle's hard, Will. You have
no,
to find
no, no, no.
The word.
No one explained the rules to me. That's not hard. That's just being ignorant.
You have 6 guesses. You get
okay.
6 guesses
okay.
of 5 letter words.
Now I
got to
think of
5
letter
words. They have to words. Be a word every time.
5 letters is like the most uncommon word, I feel like.
There's a lot of words.
Yeah?
Yeah. It'll tell you if you guess a word and you have a letter in the correct spot, that will light up green.
I got all grays.
It's kind of like hangman.
None of those letters are in the word.
Okay, cool. So we eliminated some.
That's a bunch of letters. Yes.
That's good. Now I got to think of a new word.
Is this like hangman?
It would, I mean, sort of. There is one word that you can get. You guess a word, right?
Okay.
I'm showing you here with my phone
Does
now.
Does everybody have the same word?
Yeah, the word to guess is all the same for everybody every day. That's why Will can't say it over air.
Okay.
I'm going to say it.
You can't say it. And you just do letters or, you know.
Well, it sounds like if you're out there, if you want to download some Wordle, play along with us, you can.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to play Wordle, it's free. You don't even have to download anything. It just pops up in the browser.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Super easy. This isn't even an ad. The guy who made it doesn't even make money off of it. There's no ads or anything. It's just a fun little brain workout. I think it's a good time.
Nice.
I can't think of...
Yeah, see, Will, I'm
trying to also talk, and this is not going to work. You were right. It's not good radio, but now I got to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah. Oh, I already put an E. I got too many vowels out of the way. I have no vowels left.
See, I'm doing the same puzzle as you. I ran into the same problem. Word games, you know.
Oh, I got it.
You already got the word?
No, I got the next word. I'm on.
You figured out.
No.
You couldn't even figure out a guess. Okay.
This is fun. I like this.
It's a fun game. I'm glad you immediately joined my team. You were.
I'm not gonna play this and post it, but this is fun.
You should. You should post it.
Not on the word list. We'll hit a quick break. I'm gonna play some Wordle during the break, and then we'll be right back.
All
right. Overtime, hour one, rolling right along live from, I mean, what other, where else would we be? It's the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, Bojo Horseman in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. As always, this segment is brought to you by the number one. Not number two.
First.
Not number three.
It's the best.
Not any other number that you want to think of. Nowhere close to it. It's the number one sportsbook in America. It's FanDuel Sportsbook. Each win means that much more in the NFL playoffs. We're about to recap a little bit of the playoff action that happened this past weekend. But I've said it all year. It's a bittersweet moment when you have the playoffs because it's the greatest part of the sport. It means the most. There's that much energy. There's that much emotion. Everything is tied into it's win or go home. But it also, that's the sad part, is it's go home for everybody when the season's over in the Super Bowl. So that's why you need to head over to FanDuel Sportsbook now, because they're hooking up new customers with 30-1 odds for the divisional playoffs. It's big fun.
That's big time.
That's big fun. Bet $5 to win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. I mean, we got, Bob, no offense, you root for two teams and neither of them are in the playoffs. That kind of sucks. But we got two teams in the room. Titans.
You didn't deserve that.
My
Bob.
Titans.
I'm well aware of the situation here.
That was mean.
It was fun. My Titans. Still alive because we didn't have to play because we're the number one seed. Just like FanDuel Sportsbook. We're the number one. You know what I mean? And you got the Chiefs, who are also still somehow alive after that riveting performance against a very good Pittsburgh Steelers
team. The best Pittsburgh Steelers
really
team.
Really squeezed that one out.
Yeah. It was a tough one.
So, I don't think you can go wrong with either one of those two teams. I think those.
No.
I think this is as much as I didn't want to play the Bengals because I think they're like a pretty dangerous team.
Yeah.
I think these are the two best matchups you could have gotten out of the wild card weekend
results.
Yeah,
for viewership.
Bills Chiefs is a very good game.
Yeah, that I got
because at the beginning of the season people thought that was AFC Championship game you were going to see. That's the only place you were going to be able to see them.
Yep.
And now. It's in the divisional weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind taking the Bills. It's you know, it's risk-free. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Or, I mean, you can just enhance your odds. I guess risk-free isn't the right word, but you feel better about it.
Yeah.
Because you just have such a good opportunity. But you can take any team to win during the divisional round. I would suggest the Bills just to make fun of Tucker.
Right.
You can bet $5 to win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. There's no better place to bet on the NFL than the number one sportsbook in America. It's simple and easy to use and generous promotions every single day. It's safe and secure with best-in-class customer service. And when you win, FanDuel will pay your winnings up to, not up to, but in as little as 2 hours. Got my, is that prepositions? I got my prepositional phrases. Is that, it's the correct term?
Yeah.
Now I got my my grammatical phrases in a wrong order.
I'm out of order. You messed something up. Something's up, you know.
They'll get you your money in as little as 2 hours when you win. And if you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account, FanDuel is also hooking up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 as well. Don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet when you use promo code OVERTIME when signing up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, and pick your divisional playoff team before kickoff. You must be 21 older, present Tennessee. New users only, $10 first deposit required, must wager, designated offer, market max bonus, $150 bonus for Tennessee users filled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call the TN Redline number 1-800-889-9789. Against the TN Redline number 1-800-889-9789. Speaking of the NFL weekend, some good games, some not so good games,
but a lot of good football. Yeah, in game, like there was a lot of really, really nice plays in what are, you know, what were otherwise blowouts. But
it's usually
singular,
how blowouts go.
But the singular
usually
plays
the points are scored off of the very nice plays.
See, I'm thinking of like defensive plays. Some of the interceptions that we saw this weekend were pretty insane. Who was it that that really got things started rolling for the Bills, that first pick off of Mac Jones?
Micah Hyde.
Yes. Coming out of absolutely nowhere, turning a touchdown off of a throw by Mac Jones. That was perfect. I mean, it couldn't have been any better. To completely flip that around, get the turnover, it completely reset momentum. If he doesn't make that play, that game could go completely different.
Bills obviously win by 30.
Yeah, destroyed them.
What a game. 47-17. Josh Allen, 308 yards, 5 touchdowns, 21-25. Just could not miss. Knox of two touchdowns, 89 yards on 5 catches. Is this more like Bills just like you kind of saw what you were going to get in Miami? They show up, or I guess they didn't show up technically, but they come out with tired legs. They don't look good, and they get blown out in Buffalo. Is this Bills good, Patriots bad? What's the vibe? What's the thoughts?
My vibe was a little bit of both. Like the Patriots, after that first drive didn't go so well. You know, they just didn't really look like they were clicking offensively. They weren't getting a ton of great protection either. But the Bills were just swarming on defense. I think it was a little of both. The Buffalo Bills looked incredible. I mean, everything they did was working. The running game, the passing game. Josh Allen was, I mean, lowering his shoulder and running over, you know, DBs and linebackers. Like,
I believe he had like 125 yards throwing and 50 yards rushing in the first quarter.
Yeah, ridiculous. The guy was playing out of his mind in frigid temperatures. I just don't think in that moment, especially early, the Bills wanted it more. I mean, they came out and just stomped on their neck early.
Was that their Super Bowl, though? Peak too early, people might say. People might ask.
I don't know. I mean, there's certainly going to be in a much harder game this week just when it comes to offensive productivity. I think they're probably going to be going up against an easier defense, though, so who knows. But, no, the Bills, the team that played on Saturday in Buffalo, if they show up every round, they're dangerous. Mm-hmm. Like, very much so.
That's the problem with the Bills, though.
Yeah, they do.
You never know when and what you're going to get.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to get up. You know, when you're at home with that crowd, you know, in a game like that against the Patriots, well, to be able to do it on the road, you know, in a pretty hostile environment, Arrowhead Stadium, it's probably going to be just as cold. So I don't think that, you know, the temperature is going to make any difference. Both these teams are used to that. But can they do it 2 weeks in a row? I don't know.
Are you worried?
They're certainly a whole lot more dangerous than the...
Eyes. You can see a little. I can smell it. No, that's just him, my bad.
I don't blame him, though. I don't blame him.
I mean, if we're talking, you know, if we're comparing them to the Steelers, yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously, they're a little more dangerous, you know.
How about you compare them to the team they're playing, the Chiefs?
The Chiefs? I mean, I think the Chiefs have more talent. I mean, straight up.
Yeah.
I think they'll win. That's kind of how I'm at.
Guess
but
the
they
line.
Are.
Guess the line. What's the spread?
Has they even released that yet? Probably.
I'm sure.
I would say Chiefs 5.5.
Kansas City -2.
-2. Okay.
5.5 would be a big spread in the playoffs.
I guess so.
The only line that's 5.5 is Green Bay over the Niners. Every other game is within 3.5 points.
Okay. I think the line might switch. I think the Chiefs are going to get – I think it'll get pushed. I think people are going to be betting Chiefs.
Fair enough. Let's talk about the other Saturday game. You had the Bengals. And a little bit of an actual – it was a decent football game for a little bit, especially there. Even though it was all field goals towards the end, there was a little bit of fun there at the end. A good second quarter, 20 points scored in the second quarter. But Joe Burrow and the Bengals get the win, 26-19. And again, just Ja'Marr Chase.
He's noticing.
Good. He's good at football.
Sure, he is. He is very good. I am noticing him having a little bit of an inclination to push off, and so far he's gotten away with it like every single time.
It's like the Michael Jordan crossover.
Yeah,
it's a very minor push.
I don't know how he does it, but he does it with whatever hand isn't towards the sideline. Like he ran a little comeback right there, and right before he goes to cut, he turns, puts his right hand on his hip, and just shoves him backwards. And he created like 5 yards of space. He does it a lot. He did it against Kansas City like 3 or 4 times. Just something to watch out for him.
You see the DBs complain about it, but they never get called for it.
Right.
He never gets called for it.
I think if a coach, like if Vrabel.
This is the first I'm hearing about this.
I think if Vrabel gets into a referee's ear early.
All the good wide receivers.
And it's like, hey, this guy pushes off every time. I need you to watch him. Like refs can kind of, you know, they'll listen and they'll start watching. I think he gets popped for a couple this week.
If you're a good wide receiver in the NFL this day and age, you do that.
They do. He does it a little. Does it a little excessive though.
I think he's just strong.
He can get away with it.
Maybe sometimes it looks like guys are trying to sell it too a little hard. You know, you feel the push and
yeah, it's like a soccer. Like something can be a foul, but if
right.
he flops too hard, the ref's just going to do the little
right.
get up motion.
Yeah, I hear you. He does it though. He does it at a higher clip than most. Granted, he is getting a lot of looks one on one downfield.
Yeah.
See, we're already trying to build in excuses for whenever they beat the Titans.
I'm not rooting for the Titans. I don't care. I don't like Ja'Marr Chase. So
the
far.
Only thing I said about Ja'Marr Chase is good at football, and I have not.
He is
heard
very
about
good
it.
At football.
Okay,
okay. Yeah,
I've
no.
said
I'll
I haven't.
Give you that.
I haven't
I'll
seen
give you
this.
That.
I haven't
no,
heard
this
about
is just my analysis.
This is the
me.
First time I've hearing about this.
He pushes off.
Never seen it.
Okay.
The only thing I remember about him is that he couldn't catch footballs
yeah.
during the preseason.
Uh-huh.
That was the
people were saying he couldn't adjust to the Duke, the NFL football.
That was one of my favorite bits we did.
Yeah, he definitely can catch. It's funny too, because like
there's
even
no
when,
white line on it.
Yeah, even when we did that story, I remember we were like, "That I mean, he's going to come out and line it up."
Yeah,
that's how it always goes with those wackadoo stories.
Another gross game. You had the Eagles try to cover there at the end. I don't even know. Did they? I don't know what the final
the Eagles
spread
did not
was.
Cover. No,
but Eagles 15, Buccaneers 31. Does Tom Brady win another Super Bowl? People are asking.
No, just because he doesn't have a ton of weapons, he was able to make it work against the Eagles, who don't have a great, you know, defense right now. I mean, the Eagles, did we not just talk about last week how the Eagles didn't beat a single team with double-digit wins?
Yeah, I think so.
They didn't really beat anybody. They got beat by everybody who was – every single team in the playoffs that the Eagles played, they lost to. They weren't really meant to be there. It's just the – kind of the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. Not good. Not a good football team.
I agree.
But no, I just think Tom Brady also in the playoffs, he just doesn't make a ton of mistakes, you know.
2 touchdowns, 271 yards.
Yeah, he played fine, played great.
Mike Evans, 9 catches, 117.
Mike Evans showed up in a lot of big moments, had a lot of big catches on third down. Just outclassed, you know.
Speaking of class, let's get to the Cowboys 49ers game. Where we saw a heinous act that we've seen it every now and then, but never at its own players. I don't know if y'all caught this, saw this, heard about this. But the Cowboys fans throwing things at their own players. Thoughts, concerns, questions?
I will say, I would believe if you asked those people in the crowd, you know, who were you just throwing that at? They would say the refs. Is what I would think. Because there was a ref, like, right there. I just don't think these fans in the stands they have good arms. They did make contact with the plate. He did have to bat a bottle away with his helmet. Yeah, no, I agree. I just don't understand why they would be doing that. I don't think that's what they were doing. I would hope. I get throwing trash at the official, especially a fan being there and not understanding that Dak handed the ball to the center and instead of the official, so the official had to take the ball and respot it, which costed him some time, which was Dak's fault.
Didn't they run a draw?
They ran a draw with no timeouts.
Dude, Kellen Moore was so close to getting a head coaching job, and then he ran that draw, and now I never want to see him mentioned again.
I wonder...
Because he was calling a hell of a game. It wasn't working, but there was a lot of good calls in there.
Yeah. Have we got a... Did anybody ask Dak if he just did that? You know? Because, I mean, no. They lined up and ran that play.
He did defend the fans for throwing things, though.
Did he?
I can't remember exactly what he said. I might be able to find it, but it was,
I get it.
Funny.
Consider my pearls clutched.
Yeah.
How dare they throw things at the players on the field?
I certainly don't care.
I mean, this is
you know, as long as it's not hand grenades, I'm cool with it.
Who does things like that?
Yeah. It's horrible. I didn't see any hit pieces wrote about Dallas. Those are probably written since it made contact with a player.
I can't find it.
What are you looking for there? Dak?
Dak.
No. Well, I mean, certainly it's in the best interest of the franchise quarterback to remain on the side of the fans.
I just looked up Dak Prescott, and the first tweet that pulls up is by the NBA a referee's official Twitter account that says, "The NBA RA condemns the comments by Dak Prescott condoning the violence against game officials. As an NFL leader, he should know better. We encourage the NFL to take action to discourage this deplorable behavior in the future."
Okay, so he's in trouble now.
So I'm on their side. That's just because it's the
You're
first
on the ref
thing.
Side.
It's the first thing I saw.
Gotcha.
So that's the side I'm going to be
that's
on.
That's your opinion.
I'm not on the NFL ref side, per se. Not even those game
You're
officials.
On the
NBA referee's official Twitter page side. That's the line in the sand.
Okay. Did he condone violence? How did he do that against game officials? How did he do that?
That's he probably said he understands.
I'm trying to find the actual quote.
If he should have used every line that was used around our little scandals, "We don't condone it, but we understand it." That's all he would have to say, and it works. That's like a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Could this be like a loss in translation thing? Maybe he didn't actually say that.
Maybe, probably. Yeah. Probably, you know. But it could be one of those, you know, it's understood. You know what he's meaning.
Can't find it.
You know, like when someone says they sleep with the fishes, you know, he's not taking a nap. You know, he's not.
Painting houses kind of thing.
Right.
No.
Sort of kind of thing.
Apparently Dak, just, I guess, to be on both sides of the coin, he apparently went up to Micah Parsons and told the team that everyone needs to throw in $500 like it was a birthday card because the practice squad players do not get the same check for playoff games, and so he needed to pay the practice squad players.
Okay.
So I guess if we're trying to find something bad about him, let's go ahead and say something good
about
him.
That was nice.
I can't find the quote. There is Shannon and Skip talking about how they're appalled that he gave I think he gave credit to fans for throwing things is the term I'm seeing thrown around when talking about this.
Hey, if you're passionate about something, I can see why he would think that.
I can't find the exact quote. Yeah, I can't find it. It's going to be okay.
That's okay, man.
Oh, here it is. As soon as I say that.
I feel like that's every time. Sometimes I feel like you find it. Say you can't find it, just so you can do this little bit every time.
I just
you say that exact line every time. No, I can't find it. Oh, wait, here it is.
Every time I give up, that's usually when things go right in front of my face. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott disparaged fans for throwing bottles, debris at players. Then Prescott was told the fans were aiming for officials, and then Prescott retracted, saying, "A credit to them then," which is funny. That's funny. He was like, "Hey, don't throw things at like your own team. Like that's stupid." And they're like, "Actually, Dak, they were throwing it at the officials."
Oh,
good work.
Cool. No, that's fine.
But that's all he said,
basically.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's condoning violence against game officials. That seems a bit of a reach. I don't know.
Well, I forgot to read the part where he said you should kill them too. I didn't think to read that.
He
part.
Put that little bit in.
Yeah.
There. So now
I
it is a
that,
bad.
Now that's some. That, now that's some. Okay.
Too
that's
far. Too far.
That's a different. Yeah.
I get it. I mean, number one, he's not emotionally attached to those referees. Those referees, you know, don't mean really anything to him. And yeah, that's like saying
that's a weird way to live life, though. I feel like
Okay.
You can't just, like, discard everyone you're not emotionally attached to.
Sure. No, I get it. I get it.
I'm not emotionally attached to this person trying to cross the street. I'm going to go.
Right. You know what I mean? But, see, you got to think of it as, like, in his mind, the fans throwing trash at a teammate would be like a 10. You know? It's like, that's wrong. You can't do that. That's my brother. And then they're like, no, it was actually throwing it at an official. An official is like a 6. So in comparison, it's like, oh. But in, but it's still like a, you can't do that. But it's, you know, I think that's sort of where we're at. They started, imagine if they were like, they were throwing trash at officials on the way off the field. He would be like, hey, that's not right. That's not cool. Actually, no, they were throwing it at your offensive lineman. He'd be like, come on. Are you serious? See, there's a, you know, an escalation, de-escalation sort of, you know, dynamic there.
I do see.
I think a lot of refs probably deserve to have some stuff thrown at them after some of the refereeing that we saw this past NFL weekend.
I disagree. I don't think anybody deserves anything being thrown at them. Projectiles are that's way too far. I would, however, love to watch refs get pants. That would be hilarious. If, like, after the game, there's just, like, a guy, like, a bouncer standing at the end, and, like, you just know that's the pantsing guy.
Jeremy
Faison,
you know, style.
Exactly, yeah. He's wearing a suit and a tie. He represents a couple people, and he's just there. And
a lot of people.
Belt check, you know what I mean?
Right.
Belt check.
Okay. I think that would be funny. If Goodell has a button. Maybe not, don't give that button to Goodell. He'd never push it. Charles Barkley has a button.
Okay, I'm going to let you finish. But
he's completely unbiased. He's outside of the NFL, you know. He probably doesn't like referees as a, you know, in general. I feel like probably when he was playing.
Okay.
Probably, you know, he was an aggressive guy. If he pushes a button, that means that the officiating has gotten so poorly that after the game they do a ceremonial pantsing.
They have to get pantsed.
On the field, all the fans stay.
You can opt for a noogie or a swirly, but you want one of the
pantsing. I think the pantsing.
It has to be pantsing?
Yeah. You get pants, poof.
I think the refs right should there. Just have to be, like, play a pickup game right afterwards. You know, just
yeah, in football or whatever sport?
Against the team that they screwed in gotcha. Whatever sport. So, like, if they screwed a team, the refs then have to play 5-on-5 against the Portland Trail Blazers.
Okay.
But the Portland, they can't start their starters.
It's first to 21.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
I like that.
Those Cowboys Niners refs ran off the field pretty quick.
Very yeah. quick. Yeah, and I mean, they kind of didn't. They messed up a lot in that throughout the like the rest of the game. But that little part where he had to spot the football. You can't just run up and sit it down wherever you want to. You know, you got to hand it to the official.
So you're saying they should play the Cowboys now? Those refs should play the Cowboys now.
No, they should.
I'd watch that.
I mean,
yeah.
That would be yeah.
They should be forced.
It would be entertaining.
It would be entertaining.
It'd be good.
I think the refs
imagine
might be
one of those guys trying to pull on a little, you know, you try to run like an inside
just
trap.
A counter, yeah.
No, actually, what would be funnier is if they had to play the coaching staff. It's just pickup versus old dudes. That would be funnier.
Okay. But the coaches are probably some coaches. You make like the strength and conditioning coach. He's your running back.
Yeah, yeah. He's just your everything. Get him the ball and get out the way.
Yeah, you're running read option with him. And
head down, elbows high, brother.
Just run. You're going to outrun these 65-year-old men. How did we end up on that? You know, all the technology in the world, in the sport. We landed on old guys.
How much money do we
need? Can't have women.
Old people. I don't even care.
There you go. There you go.
But what we got is old guys.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's also a predominantly bald industry.
You think the bald? Well, they wear hats.
There's still a lot. That doesn't change. A lot of refs are bald.
Right.
The majority of refs I've ever encountered have been bald.
Yeah. Do you think that's an issue in itself?
I think, yeah.
How would you? You just hair? You want hair?
I want. Yeah.
You want hair?
I want hairy refs.
Okay. All right. What if? I mean, what if these bald?
I
men
want
are
a full bush. Where do you get these statistics out the little from? Middle of their shirt.
Okay.
What?
Where do you get these statistics?
I make them up.
Oh, you
he makes up everything. Yeah. You just move right along with this guy.
Almost everything I say has never been serious.
Yeah, no. No,
I don't think I've ever meant anything I said.
No. Which is a real bad problem because one day you're going to call me and I'll pick up the phone and I'll be like, hello? And you'll be like, hey, I'm in jail. Can you come and get me out? And I'll be like, ha, thanks, Will. Ha, you're funny. And I'll hang up.
That'd be a good one.
And you'll be in jail.
I might do that one today.
Don't use the one.
I might run that on somebody today.
You're going to be the boy who cried wolf with pretty much everything. You know,
I don't talk to you. What are you implying? That I would need your help?
You might. You never know. You know, always
might
facetious.
Might be the dumbest thing you've ever said on this show.
Always facetious, you know?
Stranger things have happened.
One day you'll need me.
Cardinals, Rams. Rams.
Just kind of, yeah.
They just kind of won.
Matthew Stafford, my take, looking good.
Yeah.
First playoff win for that guy. Good for him. Yeah. You got to feel good for him. He got out from underneath that giant you know, just...
I'd still argue that what Jared Goff did with the Lions this season, with what he has on the Lions, is more impressive than what Matthew Stafford did with the Rams.
Okay.
I would just argue it.
So there's
I'm not
that.
Saying
that,
I would, you'd I would
certainly
be right,
try.
But I would
yeah,
argue it.
You would
so
try.
You can say
I don't
that,
want
yeah.
I don't want to argue.
It's America.
I'm not saying I want to argue or yeah. have this conversation, but I'm just saying if the conversation needed to be
that
brought
would be
up,
the
which,
side
which it
would.
Doesn't it does not need to be
you
brought up.
You can have
up.
A wrong
We don't need to have that.
Okay.
But I would just I would admit my side of like this is where I'm going to go ahead and stand. I would
gotcha.
Argue that Jared Goff is still and yes, that happens to coincide with what I said earlier this past year.
You're old,
but that's just natural irony. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't do anything about that, baby. That's just fate.
Yeah.
But we don't need to have that conversation.
No, Matthew Stafford looked good yesterday, though.
But that's the thing, though. Like I still don't trust, and not even just the team, but and Sean McVay, I don't trust a lot. But like
that defense, man, they held him to 11.
It looked pretty good. It did
11.
Look pretty good. But Kyler also looked terrible.
Sure, yeah, but I mean, pass rush that has a thing to do
this
with
is
that.
True.
You know that LA Rams pass rush can't disrupt everything. You
I mean, Aaron
do
Donald
on
did
offense.
Try to choke a guy, and no one said anything at all.
Yeah, that well,
and he's done it twice now.
This goes back to our previous conversation. What do you want that 65-year-old man to do? The referees
kick him out of the game. Have Goodell get his ass out of that Hall of Fame chair and say something about it. The dude practices with knives. You know, we can't have someone who practices with knives and is Aaron Donald choking people.
Yeah.
That someone's gonna die. And it's not gonna be Aaron Donald's fault because they didn't bite it in the ass soon enough. You know what I mean?
You think so? He's just built he's too strong.
Yeah.
Aggressive.
I think he thinks he's just tickling them, but
right.
he doesn't realize
he's
strangling them.
Yeah. It's like when it's like when a big Maltese, you know, picks up a 5-year-old and runs around with him. He does I mean
this
he's
just
playing.
Harambe, you know?
Yeah, he's just way stronger than, you know, anybody else.
Oh, we'll hit a quick break. More overtime next. OT! Over time. I was loud. I'm sorry.
It was fine.
Probably startled some people.
No, the levels were good.
Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, Bojo, Horseman, Wallace, whatever you want to call him. Weaver. I don't know where Wallace came from.
Yeah, Dreamweaver.
Yeah, yeah.
The Wire.
We're live.
Bob Weaver.
From the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. You got a choice here on this one. I'll let you make a pick, Bob. You can have an input if you want.
I get final say.
Yeah, sure. A woman you. Truly having all you can eat or a nice palate cleanser. Those are my two teases to a story.
I like palate cleansers.
Bob,
those are good.
Bob, you like palate cleansers?
Yeah, let's do some palate cleansers.
Yeah, cleanse
Well,
the
I
palate.
Hope you like Cracker Barrel because that's where we're going
hey,
for our story.
Yeah,
as a Tennessee jury orders Cracker Barrel to pay man $9.4 million
Ooh.
After he was served a glass filled with chemical.
What?
You heard that right.
$9.4 million? I'm about to start eating at Cracker Barrel every single day. Could you imagine? You go and you just try to get... I mean, obviously, this is horrible, and I hope he wasn't harmed.
We'll get
this.
To it.
I hope not. Gentlemen, I hope... God, 9.4 is something bad happened.
How do you mess up that bad?
Something bad happened. I'm
that's,
sorry.
That's
I'm
the scary
off.
Thing. You don't
that's
have
a
to
lot
go,
of money.
You don't have to just go to the barrel for this type of service. This can happen anywhere. But a jury in Marion County, Tennessee, ordered Cracker Barrel to pay a man $9.4 million after it found the company at fault for serving him a glass filled with chemical instead of water. The size of the award may be capped due to a Tennessee law on civil damages. However, the jury returned a verdict for compensatory damages of $4.3 million in just 30 minutes, one of the fastest verdicts we've ever seen, and awarded punitive damages of $5 million after only 10 minutes of additional deliberation. So what had happened, I'm not going to read Cracker Barrel. It was like, we disagree. That was basically the two-paragraph sentence was just, we don't agree.
Yeah, Cracker Barrel, they have released an official statement saying, nuh-uh.
We'll do our own internal investigation.
Yeah.
Cronin was having lunch at a Cracker Barrel in Marion County. Am I pronouncing that right, Marion?
Marion County.
Okay. In April 2014, when he took a sip of what he believed to be water, only to immediately realize it was not ice water, but was a chemical that caused a burning sensation in his mouth and esophagus, according to court documents obtained by CNN. It was later discovered that Cronin had been served the chemical Ecosan, which is was being used as a cleaner in the kitchen area, according to court documents. Everyone knows it if you worked in any sort of restaurant or any job, as just sanitizer water.
Oh.
It's just straight chemical with a little bit of water mixed in there, a little bit of dilution.
Yep.
He's still suffering from symptoms as he had a corrosive burn inside of his mouth and esophagus because the chemical is described as a corrosive chemical. Cracker Barrel's negligence didn't just cause my client physical harm. It took away part of his identity. Don't know which part that was, but...
Ooh.
He did not wish to comment.
That's awful. I couldn't imagine.
$9.4 million, you can buy some of that back, though. I mean, that's a lick.
Well, see, what's a bummer is what he said about the Tennessee law about, like, limiting... like civil suits, like you can't win, you're not allowed to win $9.4 million in the state of Tennessee. So we only got, what, five?
I think I might just start bringing my own corrosive chemicals when I go to restaurants.
Right.
You know, like how there's like people who love, like every now and then will, like I used to do it as a kid when I would walk down to McDonald's, I just needed a hamburger. Buy a hamburger, throw a hair on it, go back, get another hamburger. Now you got two hamburgers for the price of one. Just bring my own chemicals and then just like have them bring me iced tea and then just dump a little chemical in there and then. Now you gave me chemical. You know,
you gave
me
chemical.
Now I need 9.4.
I'll take it in a check.
See my
or cash.
My favorite thing about the story though is I couldn't stop thinking about like he said there was like an immediate burning sensation inside of his mouth and esophagus. So I'm assuming he went to the hospital.
Why'd he do that?
And because he thought it was iced water.
I guess so. He swallowed it quick though. You don't immediately feel the burn on your lips.
He was probably famished.
I'm not trying to blame him.
He needed quenching.
I get it. Yeah. I'm not trying to blame him.
He's the victim here, Tucker.
He is. I'm not victim. Yeah,
piling on here.
Hey.
Kind of an idiot, though.
Why'd you swallow the drink, you know? I'm sorry. If I put something, say you put
you ever had a biscuit? That's the first thing they give you at Cracker Barrel. You need a drink.
Right, yeah.
You can't play the peg game and not have a drink.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
But if you blindfolded me and said, here, take a drink of this water, and I poured into my mouth hot sauce... I'm not going to swallow it.
You have to.
I'm going to spit it out.
That's the rules.
That's not the rules. I'm sorry.
Anything that goes in your mouth, you must.
But, you know.
But I just, the funniest thing to think about is, yes, obviously he burned his mouth and esophagus. So I'm assuming they called it 911 or he at least rushed out of there and went to the hospital. I hope he stopped in the gift shop at least for a second first. Because you can't go to Cracker Barrel and not stop in the gift shop for 5 minutes.
Play with a slinky.
Exactly. Go check out the Webkinz, the new ones. That was my thing.
They got the wooden snake things. Yeah. Whoopee cushions.
Candy. They got candy galore.
Paddle balls. All sorts
Whole
of stuff in
cap,
there.
Cap
yeah.
guns.
Yeah. You get to play. They have like a bigger version of the peg game.
Yeah. That's sick.
Pretty cool stuff.
That's always sick.
Yeah.
I hope you got to sit in a rocking chair for a minute.
It is funny to me.
I hope you got to play a little checkers.
Doctor Enough,
that's in there. It's funny to me how like Cracker Barrel just has a little souvenir shop.
Yeah.
You know, like nowadays, you know, like at this point, everybody's been to Cracker Barrel. You don't need like a...
Do they even sell their own merch in there or is it all just like...
Trinkets?
Like, well, it's all like contracted.
Right.
Like everything there is made by a brand that wants the...
Right.
That's target audience is Cracker Barrel goers.
Yeah.
That's why it's all just like random home decor things for middle-aged moms and then
that is
like
true.
Harley Davidson t-shirts for the dads.
Yeah. It is a wild idea for a restaurant to be like, you know what? We got people here. Just make them walk through a store before they get the food.
I mean, it is the best part of the whole experience.
Yeah, especially because you can waste some time, you know, playing while you're waiting on a table. Mm-hmm. It's good for like whenever we went out as kids... You know, instead of just
being
like...
after church lunch?
Right. Instead of being like, it'll be 30 minutes. Try to keep your kids from losing their minds and running in traffic. Instead, you just walk around and play a little game of chess or checkers or, you know.
Anything like that.
You turn on every single toy that makes noise all at once and then run away and then your mom hits you.
I do have one more story real quick.
Okay.
Woman who binged 32 sushi rolls at an all-you-can-eat buffet rushed to hospital.
Oh, how many?
32.
Let's go.
Rolls?
Of sushi.
That's incredible.
That's impressive. Right
that's there. A lot. That's not pieces. That's rolls.
Which each roll, like 8 pieces?
Yeah, something like that. That is an enormous amount of sushi.
Danielle Shapiro, 24, wanted to get her money's worth at a $50 all-you-can-eat sushi buffet, which then she ate 32 rolls of sushi, to which then she was rushed with acid reflux. She rushed to the hospital with acid
For
reflux.
For acid reflux? Yeah. Well, that's all?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay. I mean, that's... I thought her stomach was going to rupture. That's so much food.
You're coming out pretty good if all it was acid. It was a couple, you know, some Pepto-Bismol.
That's insane. I mean, you eat sushi, right, Will?
I do not.
Do you know what a sushi roll is?
I know what sushi
can you,
is.
Do you see how big it is?
Yeah, it's a good size.
It's like the size of a burrito.
I almost went yesterday for half off sushi.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't understand sushi.
Who is the hot dog guy?
Joey Chestnut.
Like, that's, okay, not quite. How many does he eat?
Joey.
He's like 70-something, right?
Is she Joey Breastnut?
Yeah.
Because she's a girl?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But she's up there. I don't know anybody that could eat 32
the
sushi
thing that
rolls.
The reason I bring this up is I want to know, what do you think you could eat 32 of? Do you think you could eat? I don't think I could eat 32 of anything in one solid sitting. I really don't think
I
could.
If I hadn't eaten in a while.
No.
So 32.
I don't think she went out with the plan to break the record? I was going to say, I don't think she fasted before this $50 all-you-can-eat buffet. I think she was hungry. But yeah. I don't think she was like planning this out days in advance. You just show up. You're a little hungry. You're going to get a bite to eat. Where are you going? What type of food are you
getting? I mean, I can eat 37 nuggets.
No, that's not a thing.
That's a thing? Nuggets are a thing. Boneless wings. Okay. 37 wings.
You're dodging.
I mean, no. I don't know of a person who can do what she did. 37 sushi rolls are insane.
Girl boss.
Yeah, maybe sliders. Maybe if I could house 37 sliders on a good night.
Ask Houston Kress how that goes.
It would be horrible.
He's a man.
I could probably do it.
More overtime next, hour 2, after this.